Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Triple digit heat.
Hopefully it cools off soon. I don't like when it's too hot like this.
Record highs in Europe.
A lot of water. Constantly drinking.
Anger in Uvalde.
You need to clean house. You need to start from zero.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Record heat is making life uncomfortable, even dangerous, in this country and parts of Europe, too. Triple-digit temperatures are slamming the nation's midsection into the southwest, and the heat is heading east. It'll hit 106 today in Wichita, Kansas, where this woman's been trying to keep her grandkids cool.
They were doing water balloons, you do sprinklers, and finding all the kinds of water we can be cool in.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve is in Dallas, where the forecast high today is 109.
ERCOT, the operator of the Texas power grid, continues pleading with customers to reduce electricity, hoping to avoid rolling blackouts this month. Demand for electricity over the last 3 months is on track to set dozens of records.
And he is currently on a call.
Paramedics in Fort Worth say they are currently treating more than double the number of patients suffering heat-related illnesses compared to last year. What happened to you?
I got dizzy and fell down.
Do you think the heat played into you getting dizzy? It's pretty hot out.
Yeah, I'm 65 years old.
Cooling off in the fountains of Trafalgar Square. I'm Vicky Barker in London, where the hottest night ever recorded here has been followed by the hottest day. The mercury could hit 107 today. Brits have never seen anything like it.
Never. This is crazy.
Four train lines have been shut down. Britain's tracks weren't built for this kind of heat. And in Spain,
what's he doing?
Tourists on a train slowing through a burning landscape. Wildfires sparked by record temperatures continue to rage in Spain, France, Portugal, and Greece.
Now to Uvalde, Texas, where the triple-digit heat there has been overshadowed by the reaction to the state report identifying police failures during the school massacre in May. CBS's Lilia Luciano says a school district meeting last night was the latest chance for people to vent.
You saw the videos, and now we all know the truth.
That truth, spelled out in excruciating detail in a damning report by state lawmakers, brought an outraged community to Monday's Uvalde school district meeting.
What are you going to do to make sure I don't have to wait 77 minutes bleeding out on my classroom floor? Just like my little sister did.
Raw grief, fear, and skepticism, including among Uvalde's youngest, like Maylee Taylor.
I don't want to go to your guys' school if they don't have protection.
The superintendent outlined changes the district is making to protect students, from tightening school access points and adding more security cameras to hiring additional police officers. But many said the precautions are too little too late.
You hired trash. I lost a loved one right here.
Today's the deadline for the Secret Service to respond to a House subpoena seeking all electronic communication around the time of the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Last week, the agency admitted some texts were lost during an updating procedure. California Democrat Zoe Lofgren.
It's hard to believe that you would go forward in a transition, you do a factory reset and not back up the data. I mean, who does that?
Two former White House aides are expected to testify in a primetime hearing Thursday night. Jury selection in Steve Bannon's contempt of Congress case continues today. Overseas, Russia's Vladimir Putin is personally lobbying leaders in Iran for support for his war in Ukraine. From Kyiv, CBS's Holly Williams has more on the steep cost of war.
Ukraine's defiant resistance continues, aided by new, more powerful weapons from the U.S. and its allies. But make no mistake, this war is costing thousands of Ukrainian lives, and there's no end in sight.
This war threatens to devolve into a grinding war of attrition.
Colonel Andy Milburn served in the Marines, doing tours of duty in Iraq and Somalia. Now he's in Ukraine training frontline troops with a group of other retired US servicemen.
We have only 5 days typically to bring a guy who has never even handled a weapon to where now he is in the front line. So a lot of these guys getting killed and wounded without a chance really to do anything.
Draped in Ukraine's blue and gold flag, this soldier was buried with full military honours. The cost of Ukraine's courage is being paid in blood.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Police in Greenwood, Indiana have now identified the gunman who shot up a shopping mall food court, killing three people. Police Chief Jim Eisen says the 20-year-old man, Jonathan Sapperman, used a semi-automatic rifle.
He had multiple magazines and over 100 rounds of ammunition on his person and in his possession.
The motive is not clear. The gunman was shot and killed by a 22-year-old man, Elisha Dickin. Police have called him a hero. The New York Times reports CIA Director William Burns has sent a warning to staffers about racism and racist symbols after what appeared to be a noose was found outside a secret facility run by the agency in Virginia. An investigation is underway. The Washington Post reports President Biden is considering declaring a national climate emergency as soon as this week. That could force reductions in carbon emissions. His climate agenda stalled when it lost the support of West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin. Well, in plenty of time for holiday shopping,
I don't want to grow up on Toys R Us.
Toys R Us stores will be opening inside every Macy's department store in this country starting later on this month. It's part of a comeback that began not long after every Toys R Us store closed in a 2018 bankruptcy.
It's a late show.
Nine people linked to the CBS Late Show will not be charged by federal prosecutors. They were arrested in the U.S. Capitol complex last month while shooting interviews. At the time, Colbert joked they were guilty of first-degree puppetry. Well, a young star who just turned down a massive $440 million contract extension won Major League Baseball's Home Run Derby.
He keeps going. He's down on a knee. He's got it. Bat is flipped sky high. And Juan Soto is your 2022 Home Run Derby champion.
Juan Soto, the 23-year-old Washington Nationals outfielder, outlasted Seattle's 21-year-old Julio Rodriguez on ESPN 19-18 in the final round. Tonight, the All-Star game will be played at LA's Dodger Stadium.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
In Hawaii, it was a lot more than surfs up as towering waves pounded ashore.
A historic swell on Hawaii's south shores crashed into homes and businesses, spilled across highways, and toppled tables at a wedding reception over the weekend. The bride says,
"Well, luckily we didn't lose any of our food or our wedding cake."
The National Weather Service says the large waves came from a combination of a southern swell, unusually high tides, and rising sea levels due to climate change. Lifeguards across the state conducted over 1,900 rescues on just the island of Oahu. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
A 14-year-old girl battled the waves and the dark to help her and her dad win a 33-hour sailing race on Mackinac Island, Michigan. Merritt Sellers, who began sailing at age 7, guided the sailboat during the overnight part of the race and stretched out a lead that stood up against boats with larger crews and more experienced sailors. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.